If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the National Guard's deployment mission to carry out COVID-19 testing and contact tracing under federal orders known as Title 32. Are you deployed in this capacity? Have you received word that your deployment will end on June 24th? How does that affect your pay and benefits? We're at 800-642-1234. Alice Miranda Olstein is a healthcare reporter for Politico covering Capitol Hill. Alice, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, take us to the situation here with the National Guard. You're calling it a hard stop. What is going on here about this mission and their service under Title 32?
So the hard stop language comes from a recording of a call we obtained between top Trump administration officials discussing the June 24 end date of the federal deployment of the National Guard. As you know, they're serving all over the country. They're really the backbone of the coronavirus relief effort. They're running testing sites. They're doing contact tracing. They're delivering food to food banks. In your state, they even served as poll workers. And so it would be a real hardship for states to lose those men and women performing those services. But it also is a very important date for the service members themselves because they would fall just one day short of qualifying for certain federal benefits, including early retirement credits and education tuition assistance.
So June 24th has a significance because that is a date when it would be within the guidelines for not being able to deliver on those types of benefits?
Yes. So you need to serve for 90 days under the federal status during like a federal declared emergency. And June 24 would be day 89 for thousands of members. So it is still possible they could extend that, but the official on the call we obtained described it as a hard stop. They have not announced an extension yet. No other officials on the call raised the possibility of an extension, so we will have to see what happens.
You've been talking with lawmakers about this. What have they been saying?
Yes, a lot of lawmakers are outraged about this. There have already been bills introduced in response to our reporting. Some would ensure that the service members get those benefits even if they fall short of 90 days. Some would extend the federal deployment both so that they qualify and so that the states can maintain those services. And there are also lots of members of Congress, dozens, more than 78, in fact, writing to the Trump administration saying not only demanding that the federal deployment be extended, but also demanding an explanation for why the June 24 date was chosen in the first place. Because in addition to it falling right on day 89, just shy of this qualifying threshold, it's a random Wednesday in the middle of a week, in the middle of a month. These deployments usually are extended month to month or for several months. And so they're saying, you know, you really need to explain why you did this.
We're talking with Alice Miranda Olstein, a healthcare reporter for Politico covering Capitol Hill, looking at the Guard's mission under Title 32 and what would happen if more than 40,000 Guard members would have to abruptly stop this mission of COVID testing in states. You can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. So, Alice, before these Guard members return to their civilian life, they would perhaps have to be under a self-quarantine for 2 weeks because they have been doing this work, being in contact with specimens and other work that is putting them in perhaps harm's way of getting the coronavirus. What does that mean for the actual end date then of the deployment?
That's absolutely right. So June 24 is the official end of the deployment as of right now. But this means that for 2 weeks prior to that, they wouldn't be able to be out in the community doing that work. They would have to be in self-quarantine to make sure they don't bring the virus back to their own communities when they return to civilian life. And so states could lose their services in early June if this is not extended. And this is important because the National Guard confirmed to me that more than 1,000 members across the country have contracted coronavirus, including more than 600 active cases.
And so how is the National Guard responding here? They're giving you some numbers. What else are they saying?
So they are emphasizing that an extension could still be announced in the coming weeks. And so we will just have to stay on top of this story and see what happens and see if the pressure from lawmakers and governors who are really concerned about this produces an impact.
Does the National Guard the people you've talked with, have any indication how long these federal orders will be under Title 32 and how long this mission will be of COVID-19 testing in states and other activities related to the coronavirus?
So lawmakers for the last few months and governors and state officials, they've been asking for much longer federal deployments under Title 32. For example, the entire congressional delegation for Colorado wrote to President Trump asking for it to be extended until the end of the year, so anticipating that need will continue. And officials in Washington State I spoke to say, look, we won't suddenly not need these services on June 25th. Of course, we're going to still, as states reopen, need them even more to perform testing and contact tracing. They're going into nursing homes where there have been outbreaks and doing deep cleanings and decontaminations, delivering food to food banks. I mean, with the economic crisis going on, that need is going to continue for a long time. And so that's why a lot of lawmakers on Capitol Hill, in response to our reporting, wrote to the Trump administration and said, look, we really need you to extend this for the duration of the federal emergency declaration, because states are going to keep having to depend on these services.
And only partial numbers of the National Guard may be called up in states. Would it be a situation that they would rotate out Guard members after 89 days?
So states could keep some Guard members on what's known as state active duty, but states would have to pay for that themselves. And states have been hit very, very hard by the current situation and just don't have any money. And every state is debating deep, deep budget cuts to very important parts of the government and would not be able to shoulder the large cost of keeping all of the Guard members on. And so you could see a rotation, like you said, or you could just see a smaller force maintained.
How is the price tag here? How much does having these National Guard members out in the communities, how much does this mission cost?
So the National Conference of State Legislatures estimates the cost to be $9 million per 1,000 troops per month. So that is a lot for states to take on right now, given that tax revenues have cratered and what states are having to spend to address this crisis is so high.
So if states have all of this COVID-19 testing structure in place with public health departments working very closely with the National Guard, if this does happen where you have a hard stop, does that mean testing programs, community testing programs, collapse in the U.S.?
It's a real concern, and that's why some of the letters from lawmakers and state officials to the president have stressed this and have warned that as states reopen, these services are needed more than ever. And they say that the loss of Guard members out there on the front lines could even contribute to a second wave of infection.
Do we know how states are generally putting these Guard members to work under these federal orders? Is it pretty typical from state to state? Like here in Wisconsin, it has a lot to do right now with free community testing on those missions and contact tracing.
Yes. So definitely on those two points, but it can also vary state to state. And we could see those Guard members stretched even thinner given different weather events happening in different states where they will both have to respond at the same time to the pandemic and performing the services we've discussed, as well as addressing a fire or a flood or a hurricane. And so they're just going to be needed more than ever in the coming months.
So when will we hear next steps? What are you watching for in terms of an announcement as to what will happen here?
So it could really come at any time. And the response we've gotten from the Trump administration has been like, look, this is more than a month away. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And we reported last night that there has been a plan drafted to extend the deployment through the end of July. It's not yet known whether or not the president will sign that order. So we are going to stay on top of this. We are going to be asking the White House and the Defense Department what's going to happen and make sure to keep readers informed.
Alice, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Alice Miranda Olstein is a healthcare reporter for Politico. Coming up, Major League Baseball presented a proposal to players last week detailing health and safety measures to get back on the field. What do you think about plans for restarting MLB by the 4th of July? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll explore what the future holds for pro baseball and basketball, by the way, with a pair of sports reporters right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.